up? You're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the Hulu original series Marvel's Runaways, actress Ariella Barrera.
Hi.
How are you? That's like musical, that name right there.
Thank you so much.
It's the birth name, right?
Yeah,
given
absolutely given. I was advised to change it when I started acting because it's very complicated and no casting director has ever said it right on the first try.
Right.
But it's quite the conversation opener.
It is. It is. Exactly. You can correct someone right off the spot right there. Dang it. I'm usually pretty good at getting those and I even messed it up.
It's a tough one. It's also because the princess throws it off for me. Everyone wants to say Ariel.
Right.
But it's Ariella.
Ariella.
Yeah.
Ariella. I like it. So Ariella, you've been acting since you were a kid, right?
Yeah.
How old?
Well, I remember I wanted to start acting before I could even form thoughts or sentences. I used to I used to stand in front of the TV and like be in scenes with the characters. And I remember asking my mom for an agent for the first time when I was 4. And she was like, how do you know what that is?
Right.
That's ridiculous. So she put me in like children's theater groups and stuff like that. And then an agent, or my current manager still, saw my sister and I in a play and signed us.
Wow.
And
I like the loyalty.
Oh yeah. Oh, we're there. We're family. And then, yeah, my parents made me stay in school. So I didn't really start till I was 18, but I kind of I dipped my toe in the water.
Sure.
Yeah.
And where are you from?
I was born here. My parents are from Mexico City.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And here in LA, you're a rare Angeleno.
I know. We were born and raised here. It's very strange, the culture.
Yeah. No, that's so cool. Yeah. That's so cool. And your parents are from Mexico City, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. ¿Hablas español?
Yo puedo entender más que yo puedo hablar.
¿Hablas bien?
Speaks well. Un poquito.
So Runaways, back for season 2. Congrats. What's going on with the game when we pick up?
It picks up right where season 1 leaves off. We're like very freshly on the run and you get to kind of see our initiation process into that of just learning how to be runaways now, which is very fun. And it gets to bring some levity into this sort of darker world that we're exploring this year. I don't know how in detail to get, but it does get a little darker and deeper than last season.
Yeah. I bet you're sworn to secrecy. Can't give too many details.
Absolutely. The Marvel ears are everywhere.
Right. And your character is Gert. What exactly is her power? She controls a dinosaur?
Yeah. Oh, to make it more like palpable to people, I call myself the Daenerys of our show. Because I'm like, you think she's cool, right? I'm that, but with a dinosaur.
Wow, super cool.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
People always think it's ridiculous. And I'm like, you watch Game of Thrones. You know what it is.
So what kind of dinosaur? Like a T-Rex?
Deinonychus.
Deinonychus. What is that?
Deinonychus.
Deinonychus.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that like the Brontosaurus looking ones with the,
no, it kind
the big
of looks,
tail?
It does have a very long tail. It looks kind of like a shrunken velociraptor.
Oh, okay.
With like this long tail. So it kind of, when she's standing, she's like 6 feet tall, like only a little taller than me.
Oh, so like a little dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah. She's our like pocket dinosaur.
A little pocket dinosaur.
That works.
And there's a new member of the team this season, Topher.
Oh, yeah. Right?
What can you tell us about him?
What can I tell? Actually, I don't know what I can tell you about Topher. Topher is definitely an interesting new addition. He tests our limits for sure. And he introduces this like sort of grappling with morality in a new way because he is a runaway, but he has questionable morals and maybe that is something that we don't know how to deal with yet. And it comes to a conclusion at a point.
Ooh, okay. Where do you guys do the show?
What?
Where do you do the show?
We shoot over at Paramount.
Oh, which so you get to stay in LA.
Oh yeah. It's great. It's a very LA centric show. I don't think I was destined to be anywhere other than LA at this point.
Yeah. Right. What part of LA are you from?
North Hollywood, like, yeah.
Yeah, area. Just right here, like 10 minutes from here.
Oh, yeah, the Valley. I was 10 minutes driving here.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
girl.
Awesome. Wait, did you go to performing arts school or regular school?
I did my whole life.
Really?
I did not have a normal upbringing at all. Yeah.
So what school did you go to?
For high school, I went to a school called Loxa, but I only went for 6 months. It was like a theater. I was in the theater department, but it was an art school. It's the Los Angeles County High School for the Arts.
Right.
It's our like LaGuardia.
Yeah. And is that downtown?
Yeah. Yeah. So I took the train every day.
Wow.
I woke up at 5 a.m, got on the red line, took it to downtown.
Committed.
Yeah. Very.
And how many brothers and sisters?
I have one older sister and she's also an actress.
And she's also an actress.
Yeah, yeah.
Did she go to Loxa?
She did. She did all 4 years. I didn't.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
And mom and dad were cool with it.
Oh, yeah. My parents are both artists, so they're not actors, but they were both just excited that we were interested in art.
Painting or sculptors?
So
what
my
kind of art?
Dad is a classical composer and pianist.
Oh,
and
wow.
My mom kind of dabbled in everything. She was like, she kind of wrote for Mexico's equivalent of SNL, like on radio.
Yeah.
And then she, now she makes jewelry. She's a very skilled woman.
Wow, look, yeah, you are very artistic.
Yeah, this
I like
family.
Wait, Barrer.
It's Polish, so it doesn't have the Spanish inflection.
I put a Spanish in because yeah, they're from Mexico City.
My first name's Hebrew, so every time people try to roll the R or something, and I
Ariella,
to, yeah, it's not like it's like it's more like a throaty sound.
Ariella,
much less pleasant.
Got it. So, will this season have any connection to the rest of the Marvel universe?
Yeah, actually, I think it's one of our biggest connections is introduced this season. I can't, that one I know I can't talk about. You can see it in the trailer, though.
Okay.
It's the last shot of the trailer. It ties us in real tight with the Marvel universe.
Nice. Well, that's a good universe to be tied into. And you're also part of this movie, Lady World. It's getting a lot of buzz right now at these festivals. What can you tell us about that?
I just saw it for the first time, which was a very surreal experience, which I think is how it's supposed to be. It's one of the most stress-inducing movies I've ever seen in my life, which is exactly what it is supposed to be. And the filmmaker, Amanda Kramer, was very effective in immersing you in this experience of just losing your mind with us. And it's very fun in that sense.
But what's the premise, essentially?
So the premise is like 8 girls are trapped in a house after a like natural disaster that's left pretty vague, and you don't know if it's in our heads or if it's happening for real. And we all kind of drive each other crazy, and you see the manipulation and you see the worst sides of humanity within this group of like 8 girls.
Are you trying to escape, or are you just trying to survive at that point?
Some of us are trying to escape. Some of us are like, this is our new life. We're doing this. I'm the ruler. Okay. My character's kind of the leader of the we're escaping group. Like we are just surviving and getting rescued.
Right. Yeah. Lady World. Great title too. Yeah. And I notice you have, it's either a guitar or a bass.
Yeah, that's my bass.
That's your bass.
That's my
tattoo
first bass.
On your arm. Your first bass.
Yeah.
Wait, you have other basses on you?
This bass was stolen out of my car, unfortunately. So I got it in memory.
You got it in memory?
First bass, yeah.
So okay, so you play bass, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, what a cool instrument to play. So your dad was a pianist. I assume you grew up playing piano as well?
Well, so my dad has this like genius IQ, so he doesn't understand when people don't just know things sometimes. So I was like 6 and he'd be like, just read the sheet music. And I'd be like, that's...
Did he teach you or did...
He couldn't because he would just...
Get frustrated.
He didn't know how to teach a 6-year-old.
Right.
So I did grow up playing piano and then I switched to guitar. Then in school I played cello, which transferred pretty easily to bass.
Right.
And then I've recently started learning drums.
You're basically a whole band.
Wow.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you're like Ed Sheeran.
Don't they have those, like, you can have, like, the drum and you're on your stomach and you're pressing it and then you're also playing stuff.
Yeah, with the little
harmonica.
Monkey.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Right. So, but bass is your love right now.
Yeah, no, I love bass. Bass is definitely one of the most fun ones because I think that was the first instrument I got good enough that I could just riff and go off. And I also just love jazz and funk music and stuff like that, which bass is pretty essential for.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. And you're in a band, right?
Oh, yeah, The Lovins.
The Lovins?
Yes.
And what kind of music do you guys play?
It's kind of more punk.
Okay.
Well, we started as a punk band and then... We just were very sensitive and we like kind of...
You're a sensitive punk band.
I feel like that's the best way I could tell it. We're like, we've been described as
punk
like
band
power
with
pop or like diary punk because it's very...
Right. Is it
emotional?
Is it an all female group or
no?
Co-ed?
I'm the only girl. So
you're the only
my
girl.
Best friend Eden is our guitarist, and they have no gender, so they go by they them pronouns. And then our drummer is a boy.
Got it. So it's 3 of you.
Yeah. It's a trio.
It's a trio.
Yeah.
It's a trio. Nice. And that's just something for fun, or you taking a lot of time to focus on that? Or?
We have an album, and then we were in the process of making a second album when Runaways got very crazy.
Got it. Okay, I understand that. You can only spread yourself so thin.
Exactly, yeah.
Nice. What about New Year's? Are you planning anything? You go big or more chill?
No, I feel like my ideal New Year's at this point is going to bed at 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
You and my wife both.
Cool.
I just want to chill.
Yeah, she seems like a smart lady.
Yeah. No, she's tired all the time.
Cool.
That's the thing. All right, I want to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Quick questions, quick answers, okay?
Oh, okay.
Most underrated holiday song?
All Hanukkah songs.
All Hanukkah songs, okay.
A holiday song in a minor key, I got behind that.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, you went deep on me. Okay. All-time favorite superhero?
I'm not going to be on the spot. This is something I'm learning. Jessica Jones, maybe?
Oh, I would choose yourself, but...
That's so conceited.
Is it? I don't know. Best holiday movie?
Best holiday movie? First thing that came to my head was Halloween.
Okay.
The holiday
okay,
movie?
Yeah, I get that.
Die Hard. I don't know.
Favorite bass player?
Favorite bass player? Joe Dart.
Okay. New Year's resolution?
I already started those.
You already started them? What are they?
I try to start, but I'm trying to be more active. I got an ankle injury like a year ago, so I'm trying to learn to be physical again. And also just more positive when I'm tired.
More positive.
That's a tough one. That's a good one, though.
I struggle with that daily.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something I discovered. Like, I'm tired all the time now, so I need to not be like hangry and tired my whole life, you know?
Right.
So, yeah.
It's good goals. We share those same goals.
Thank you. Good, good, good.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you so
Felicidades.
Much.
Con todo.
Thank you.
Season 2 of Runaways premieres Friday on Hulu. You can follow her on Instagram at Ariella Barrere.
Thank you so much.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, no, you nailed it. On with Mario Lopez.